It is time for, well, I've got to push the right button here. Did I push it? I did. It is time for Praise This with Tim Luke and Greg Strom. Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning.
It's you.
I think you have one.
I have one. The Silver Chef is absent.
We have one of the dogs had to go to the vet this morning. Everything is fine. You know, it's a planned procedure, but we had to get her there by 7:20. So I told Greg, I said, you'll be able to do this. Well, I don't know. So it might just be me.
Okay. All right. Well, it's good. It's good to have you along. By the way, TQAG.com on the web. So now I have to ask you, I mean, here locally, with the emergency situation we're in, life is 180 degrees different than it was before, and probably will never get back to where it was. For you folks now in the appraisal business, whether it's your individual, you know, whether it's your individual company or whether it's for the big companies, your world has changed instantly as well.
Dramatically. And what we have seen, especially with Gurjans in New York, is that now I work from home, so I am used to this, but the people that lived in New York and, you know, in our New York office, the president of the company made a decision that they started on Friday to do the telecommuting so that everybody worked from home, because they did not, you know, they just didn't want them to be riding the subway and to be interacting like that. And it's a safety issue. And also, there were some people that were laid off. We're seeing a lot of that. And just looking for the future, because we don't know how long this is going to last. The other side of it, last week, I did a lot of house visits. Well, the last week when we talked, I was driving down to Miami. So I have several projects that I've already are in the works, but several other projects that were coming up, a number of clients have requested that they move it back. They just don't want, which I totally understand. They just don't want people or somebody that they're not sure of and who they are coming into their home to look over their stuff. And even though I haven't been traveling, I mean, I've been pretty much secluding as well because of my asthma and my breathing problems. Is, you know, we're being very mindful of where we go, what we do, and but you also can't stop living, and that's the other. It's a very, very fine balance that we just want to make sure that yes, we're safe and that we're not also carrying anything, but also you can only stay in the house so long.
That's it. Yeah, I mean, you have to try to live your life as normally as possible. Yes. Within the new confines that are placed on us.
Yes. So we're striking that balance. But the other side of it is that on Thursday, all of my spring event fundraising events, they all called to say that we are moving everything to the fall. Now, hopefully this thing will be over. We don't know. I mean, they're now saying through probably the summer, and we're rescheduling things for September and October, which understandable. But I had several events that up to about yesterday were still, well, I don't know. And they were at the end of May. And I said, look, be proactive, take this stand, get an alternative date, get something scheduled, and just move it. Because especially this one event was in Connecticut, and I'd have to fly into Westchester County. And I said, I don't want to fly into Westchester. It's on lockdown. So it's all of those things too. And what really made it for me was there was a story in the Palm Beach Post here that a gentleman flew from New York who had tested positive, knew he had tested positive for the virus, got on a plane anyway, and came down to Palm Beach, came down to West Palm Beach, and it let the flight attendants know before they landed, oh, by the way, I tested positive for coronavirus. Well, he's since been banned from JetBlue, rightfully so, and I mean, it's that kind of thing. And when I heard that, I just thought, hey, I don't know if people are just being reckless like that. I don't want to put myself out there like that and come back. And I don't know if I would get it or carry it, but I am also taking care of my parents and helping them get supplies, and also with Greg. So, you know, it's just all of that. It's like, let's just all sit, hit the reset button, take a deep breath, step back. And in the meantime, just watch and see what happens. You know, there's not a whole lot we can do.
Now, how does this affect the big auction houses? I was watching a tape version of the Mecum Auto Auctions, but how does this affect the big auction companies?
Well, and that's one of the things that I wanted to talk about is how long have we been talking about all of these auction houses that have gone online and they're doing online business? And if ever, the ones that have planned and have that in place, what they're trying to do is roll things into and say, here, this is what we're doing. And when I'm doing live auctions, when I was doing them at Julian's or any other place, even Bertoia, there were less and less people in the audience to begin with. So if you already have the infrastructure in place for these online auctions, some of them are doing that. But what the bigger houses are also doing is that they are saying, if you can't make it in, or they're actually closing down and saying, don't come in to the viewing to take a look at these items, but we will get you condition reports. We will do everything that we can. And that's what they're doing. And from an even larger, when you really take a larger view back and step back, looking at this from a market standpoint and trying to put value on things, you know, look how much the stock market has lost, and how are people really going to be going out and buying things right now? Probably not. You know, there may be the people that have the money and say, oh, there's some great deals out there because there won't be as much competition. But I think more people are really taking the let's wait and see attitude on this. And I saw this coming when, you know, it started in China with them shutting down all of the art fairs. And I think we brought that up on the show. And we said, here's what's starting. And I mean, we're foolish to think that, oh, well, it wouldn't come here. Well, you know, yes, it did. And at least we're now taking measures to, again, self-contain and self, just keep yourself away from other things and large crowds, and really get ahead of it before it's spreading, like it's been spreading in Italy as well as in China. So there's a number of things that will be affecting not only the auction markets, but also the appraisal markets and also the fundraising side of things. And the big thing with the one that's in Connecticut that I said, move it back, because even, let's say it were okay by May, well, it's going to take a while to get back to where we were. People aren't going to be able to just want to get together in big groups, because now we've put the stigma on, oh, don't get together. That's how it spreads.
Yeah,
it's going to take a little while.
I sit here and like I said, I'm 67 years old. I've been working part time in radio for 50 years. I'll be entering my full time 50 years, beginning in January. But I have been through a lot of different crises covering it, SARS, AIDS. Even though that's a different thing altogether.
Right.
But there's the bird flu, the swine flu. You name it.
H1N1.
What happened yesterday? I received in the mail a packet from the National Association of Broadcasters that gives me credentials that if indeed travel is shut down, that I can get back and forth to work as an essential service, and also that I can purchase fuel as an essential service. That's how prepared the broadcast industry is. I don't think we're near those steps yet, but they just want to make sure that the broadcast industry can continue to do what we do, which is keep people up to date almost instantaneously when information comes on.
And that's very important. And I think that it's really that foresight, and you have to be able to be that forward thinking and get things together. That's why I told this event. I said, look at an alternative date. Just be proactive. Get something on the books so that you can be prepared. And I think that's the whole thing. And I think that's what this whole virus really just showed, how unprepared our public health system has been for something like this, and being able to handle it. And also trying to get the credible news that's out there, because, you know, there's so much of just stuff. Yesterday we received an email from a friend that said, oh, they're going to do this, and they're going, you know, it's like all of these scare things, and there's a lot of just false information out there. So the big thing is we have to listen to the scientists and the doctors, and also, you know, our financial advisors. And also for us, it's also as an appraisal advisor, and saying, a number of my clients, what I'm doing now is saying, yes, we're brokering a few things. Let's get the contract signed. Let's get this going so that we can have everything in place when things come back. But no, we don't want to sell it right now. Let's just hold on to it for a little bit and let's see what's going on.
Well, it's
so you have to not get hysterical is what I really want to mean, what I'm trying to say.
It's what's interesting is I just spoke to you about your business just before you came on, Rick Cantelli from Salisbury Bank, one of the major local banks around here. We spoke for about 12 minutes about what, because they're not only applicable to federal state rules, but they have a whole bunch of banking rules. They had to have in place a pandemic plan, and so they have gone into that pandemic plan. Just one of those things, and the bank still offers everything they have to offer to everybody, even though you can't go into their lobby. So that's the whole thing. We're going to go about our normal business with a little bit of abnormal features that have been added in.
Right, right. And you also have to just take a deep breath, everybody. Just take a deep breath. And, you know, and in that same vein, you know, we are raising a little puppy. And yesterday on Facebook, I just put up a 30-second clip of the dogs playing, just saying, here, this is a 30-second, just smile. Just take your mind off of this.
That's it. And I put up a clip of Yoma. Yoma came out with a real nice 2.5-minute clip of him playing. And it soothes the mind.
Right, right. And yes, and not to make light, and yes, we do have to plan and do all that, but we also have, there's a yin and a yang. You also have to take that side where you have to take a breath, and you have to just, okay, we're going to get through this, and, you know, maybe this will bring us together a little more as not only a country, but also as a world, because we realize how quickly in this global, not only economy, but also in the global health, how things really spread very quickly. So, you know, I think it's been eye-opening for a lot of people, especially the ones that just thought this was a political hoax several weeks ago. And it's like, no, it's not. Look at this. So let's take it seriously.
All right. Well, you and Greg, stay safe, and we'll speak to you next week.
We will.
Take care, Tim.
You too. Take care, buddy.
All right, bye-bye. Tim Luke from, of course, Treasure Quest Appraisal Group, TQAG.com on the web with Appraise This.